Welcome to Nexus 818 Podcast, a reflective platform for connecting past successes with future progress in the African American community. I'm your host, Dr. JC. As we start this new year, I want to take this opportunity to recap 2023 and express gratitude. In 2023, we interviewed descendants of the 6888 Central Postal Directory Battalion and the Montfort Point Marines. Both units served during World War II and received Congressional Gold Medals. Our listening audience has continued to grow and broaden. Here are a few statistics. There were over 20,000 plays and downloads of Nexus 818 podcast episodes. Here are the top five geographic locations of our listening audience. Coming in at number one, of course, is the United States. Second is Bangladesh. In third place is the Netherlands. Fourth is United Kingdom. And rounding out the top five is Ireland. 78% of our listeners were new to our podcast in 2023. Our listening audience increased by 160% in 2023, and streams increased by 423%. Listeners shared our podcast with others by direct link, text, WhatsApp, and Instagram. Now for the drum roll, the top and most listened to episode was episode 9, the interview with descendants of 6888 soldier, Private First Class Annie Knight Jordan. The most shared episode was episode 15, the interview with descendants of 6888 soldier, Lydia Esther Thornton. The New York City Podcast Network's staff favorites were episode 14, the interview with Kaia Alderson, author of Sisters in Arms, a novel of the daring Black women who served in World War II, and episode 28, the interview with the descendant of Montfort Point Marine Private Maurice L. Burns, Sr. I am deeply grateful to all of the loyal listeners who continue to tune in and support the Nexus 818 podcast. In this 2024 U.S. election year, I'm reminded of why the valiant 6888 soldiers and Montfort Point Marines chose to serve our nation. They served to protect democracy and save the world from fascism. My wish is that each and every citizen act with the same sense of urgency and dedication exhibited by our forefathers and foremothers during the last world war. Democracies are very fragile and only thrive if we the people make it so. Be an informed citizen. Don't listen to all that noise and chatter on social media. Do your own research. Use credible sources of information and decision making. There's no free lunch when it comes to our democracy. It takes hard work by citizens to protect us from fascism and autocracy. Thank you sincerely for listening to Nexus 818 podcast. If you have questions or topics you'd like to discuss, or you wish to become a sponsor of the show, please email the show at nexus818podcast@gmail.com. That's nexus818podcast@gmail.com. I like to end each show with a favorite reflection, as you'll all know by now. Tonight, I'll share two quotes. The first is from political and social activist Abby Hoffman about democracy. Democracy is not something you believe in or a place to hang your hat, but it's something you do. You participate. If you stop doing it, democracy crumbles. The second quote is from poet and author Suzy Kassim, about choosing leaders. Choose a leader who will invest in buildings, bridges, not walls, books, not weapons, morality, not corruption, intellectualism and wisdom, not ignorance, stability, not fear and terrorism. Peace, not chaos. Love, not hate. Convergence, not segregation. Tolerance, not discrimination. Fairness, not hypocrisy. Substance, not superficiality. Character, not immaturity. Transparency, not secrecy. Justice, not lawlessness. Environmental improvement and preservation, not destruction. And truth, not lies. See you for our next show on Wednesday, January the 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can catch the show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Google Podcasts, New York City Podcast Network, and Spotify for Podcasters.